The Downing Street memo got an airing on Capitol Hill this afternoon. Democrats, led by Congressman John Conyers of Michigan, called what they described as an informal hearing to explore questions raised by the three-year-old British memo. The document suggests President Bush was determined to invade Iraq months before he previously acknowledged, and that his administration manipulated intelligence to make the case for war. The White House has denied that. At today's hearing, Cindy Sheehan, whose son Casey died last year in the war, says she doesn't buy the administration's defense.
The most tragic irony is that if the Downing Street memo proves to be true, Casey and thousands of people should still be alive. I believe before our leaders invaded Iraq in March 2003, and I am even more convinced now that this aggression on Iraq was based on a lie of historic proportions and was blatantly unnecessary.
NPR's intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly was at today's event and joins us now from the Capitol. And Mary Louise, I'd like you to begin by reminding us just what the Downing Street memo is.
The Downing Street memo was written by a relatively junior aide of Tony Blair's, a man named Matthew Rycroft. But what he's done is basically just taken the minutes from a very high-level meeting that Tony Blair held at Downing Street, hence the name, the Downing Street memo, in which the defense secretary, the foreign secretary, the entire entourage of Tony Blair's senior advisors were there. And it basically reports the minutes of that meeting and lays out what were the views of those senior British officials at the time, most notably the chief of British intelligence, who was just back from a trip to Washington and reporting on his impression of what the state of mind was in the White House and elsewhere in the Bush administration.
This memo came to light in the British press during the election campaign there. Today it was the subject of Representative Conyers' hearing on Capitol Hill. Who turned up and what did they have to say?
There were about a dozen Democratic members of Congress. No Republicans showed up. The reaction to this memo has been very polarized in Washington, splitting along party lines. And the witnesses, we heard from four witnesses, Cindy Sheehan, who has been outspoken in protesting the Bush administration's policies and who we just heard from a moment ago, a Boston lawyer who opposes the Bush administration, and also from Joe Wilson, who, of course, is the former U.S. ambassador who's been very critical of the Bush administration and has actually written a book titled The Politics of Truth Inside the Lies That Led to War. So this was not an unbiased panel.
Any reaction from the Bush administration today?
The White House has addressed this a couple of times in recent weeks. It came up again today at the White House briefing. Press Secretary Scott McClellan was asked about it. He said they're not planning to engage in this debate. They believe John Conyers, the congressman who organized today's hearing, voted against the war in the first place and is just trying to rehash an old debate. And he insisted again the focus of the president is going to be not on the past but on the future and trying to look ahead in Iraq. So as you can gather, the basic White House strategy has been ride this out, hope the story goes away.
But this story, it has cyber legs.
There's
a whole, you get constant emails about this Downing Street memo all the time.
There's a strong herd of liberal bloggers, of anti-war demonstrators, of politicians, as we saw from today's hearing, who are determined not to let this story die. And they have been very successful in the 6 weeks since this memo first came to light in getting the media to pay attention. The White House, of course, has been determined to have the opposite outcome, to let this die away. And they have insisted repeatedly that there is nothing new in this memo, that they were simply investigating the options for war during the summer of 2002. No decision had been made.
Thank you, Mary Louise.
You're welcome.
It's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly speaking with us from the Capitol. You can read the Downing Street memo at our website, npr.org.